So Russia has a history of strong science, but diminishing funding over the last few decades has caused many researchers to move to other parts of the world. What can the Russian government do to try to tempt the scientists back and reverse the brain drain? I sat in the Siberian sunshine with one young Russian scientist to discuss this issue.
Hi, I'm Marat Minlibayev from Russia, and I was born in Kazan.
And where's Kazan?
So Kazan, it's like suburbs of Moscow, because the Russia is so big, and 800 kilometers from Moscow, it's so small distance. So it's close to Moscow.
So 800 kilometers, and it's the suburbs of Moscow. And what's it like in Kazan? I believe that you studied science there.
I have to say that I'm a medical doctor. And then, instead of going to medicine, I decided to switch to science. And after thesis, I said no, because medicine is so conservative. And then I stayed in science instead of going to clinic.
And you did all of your studies here in Russia?
Yeah. I did all the experiments for my thesis in Russia, but in Kazan. And then during my PhD, I visited several conferences where I was recruited. So when I defended my thesis, I already knew where I will move.
And where was that?
Marseille, south of France.
And how long have you been in the south of France now?
8 years.
You look quite happy about having lived in Marseille for the last 8 years.
You know, it's difficult to be very sad if you are surrounded by the mountains, sea, good people, nice laboratory, sun, warm.
And how does it compare to Russia?
In terms of science, now it's difficult to compare, because even in Russia we have better laboratory in Russia than in France. So it's already equipped with a more modern equipment, and we have very nice team, and we have about 20 persons in Russian laboratory, and in France we are only 3 in our small team. Yep.
So you're now spending half of your time in Russia and half of your time in France and doing research at both different laboratories?
Not at all. So my students spend half time in Russia and half time in France. But as for me, I'm recruited in France. So 80% of my time I have to be in French laboratory. Skype forever.
And you mentioned that your laboratory in Kazan has got 24 people working in it and is very well equipped. How has that come about? What kind of funding have you received for that?
We have super patron, we have super chef, Rustem Kazipov, who has got a mega grant from Russian government to organize a laboratory during 3 years. And after this period, we have to leave this lab completely independent.
So it's kind of like a startup funding scheme by the government, and you're calling it a mega grant. How much is this mega grant? How much are the government investing?
Startup, it's not the right word, because startup, it means that if you get startup, you organize your own lab. But we are hired by the Russian government to make the laboratory in Russia, for Russia. Yeah, so we are like temporal workers. And this mega grant is about $5 million for 3 years, with the possibility to apply for extra 2 years.
So $5 million, I mean, that's a huge investment. And I'm presuming that, is this on top of the standard government investment in science that's already been going on?
For the moment, this is the biggest grant I have heard in Russia. But I don't know, maybe they will do bigger grants. Nobody knows about that.
And how many of these awards, these mega grants, have the government given out in the last few years?
I'm not completely sure, but I have been said that about 40 different groups in different branches of science got this type of grant. So it's about $200 million for 3 years.
So an additional investment by the Russian government of $200 million over 3 years. That's a sizable figure. Why do you think the government is investing so heavily in science in Russia at the moment?
If I am a patriot of Russia, I have to say that the future is done today by science. But honestly saying, I think it's a very good investment because industry, medicine, all everything that around us is firstly built by science. Maybe, or I believe in that.
And what areas are the government grants being given in? Is it spanning all areas of science or is it a particular targeted focused area?
So, as far as I know, all branches of science are covered by this. So, groups from different branches of science applied for this grant. I know physicists, mathematics, biology, neuroscience.
And what is it that you're specifically looking at, investigating in the lab in Kazan?
We are doing pretty the same as I do in Marseille, so immature or development of our central nervous system. But in Marseille, I'm doing research in studying immature patterns of activity, and in Kazan we do everything during development of central nervous system, even recordings from spinal cord. So we cover everything during this specific period.
So the government are really, for your research, funding very basic research of how the nervous system develops. And at the moment, it hasn't got a direct clinical application, so ramifications for patients. Is that right?
You know, there is another word, fundamental. It doesn't mean that the results of these fundings will be applied in clinic immediately. Maybe in several years or maybe in tens of years. But anyway, everybody hopes that the results of his research will be applied for something important.
And do you think you could ever be lured back to being full-time in Russia as a researcher?
And for what reason? To do science? I can do science in France and in Russia. Or if we have the better equipment in Russia, I can go back to Russia. But if I will be much more successful in France, I will stay in France.
And the government, I presume that they keep the intellectual property for any research that they funded within the Russian lab?
I don't know. Yeah. That's intellectual property. Have no idea.
And in terms of publication, do you publish your results in public scientific journals as you would do in France?
Yes, but I think that there is no national journals. So if you have nice results, it doesn't make any sense that you will publish it in Russian journal or in English one or even Chinese one. So the results will be spread to all the scientific community.
So all of the results generated from the Russian lab are accessible by other scientists?
Yes, it's normal condition. I think it's normal science if you spread your results for everybody who wants to know something more.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Murat Mirani from Russia.